Kickstart your road to better health with the Hard Work Works fitness app.
The Hard Work Works fitness app works for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. What's included? You get over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. You also get a nutrition guide to keep you on track. All this for only $10 a month.
There's a special offer for Gear Freaks listeners, so don't be stupid. Use promo code STUPID.
That ain't stupid. And get your first month free.
The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today.
Boom.
Always out of breath, you're probably running too tense. Try to get your shoulders and chest loose. Run tall and relax, not tight and tense. Avoid your shoulders being stiff and get your chest open. The more you expand your lungs, the more efficient your use of the oxygen in each breath. That's running tip number 32. I'm Justin, jersey number 14.
And I'm Corey, jersey number 72. Or maybe it's just that you're overweight. You had to come back up a flight of steps before during a pee break before the pod. I think I've caught my wind by now, though. We are here to reveal the round of 32 for our hashtag Gear Madness. Yes. And I don't think I've ever looked forward to something quite this much. I am very pumped to find out what we have going forward, because I know, first of all, some of the matchups we had in the round of 64 when we put together on last week's episode, you know, the selection show.
Which, go back and listen if you haven't.
Please do. Subscribe, rate, review, download, tell a friend to get their fucking ass in the Discord too, and yes, stay up with us until 12:15 a.m. arguing about brackets.
Gear brackets. That was amazing.
It was so great until you, like, oh, the alarm's going to go off in 5 hours. Shit. Let me finish this heater real quick. But there were a lot, man, when like you're going through your voting and everything, you know, because we cast votes too, of course.
Yeah.
Like, man, some of these are high, dude, for round of 64. And there were even some in that, you know, the initial bracket where I was like, man, it sucks to go against these guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're trimming the fat now, and we're getting down to even tougher shit. So this is what it's all about.
I tell you, the Flames and the Oilers. Mm. I didn't think much of that as we were putting the bracket together.
Yeah.
And then I came down to it, and it's like, well, of course it's the Flames. And then I was like, oh, God, but the Oilers.
But how do I go against Edmonton? The Battle of Alberta, dude. I love the fact that this Canadian division has them playing each other so much, because not to get like soapbox real quick, if we weren't so shitty as a country and that wasn't like a hockey rivalry between two teams in another country, we would eat that rivalry up, dude.
Yeah.
It is so good. Yeah. Like, I was fucking glued to my TV Saturday night watching Flames Oilers. The first period of that in a 1-0 game was just 20 minutes of holy shit. You know, it's like back when like the Steelers Ravens used to be like must see.
Yeah.
That's more people should care about Calgary Edmonton is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Well, hockey in general, you know, I think. Which, by the way, like a semi side note. So the big deal, this relates, the big deal of the WWE Network going to the Peacock means NXT is going to be moving from Wednesdays to Tuesdays, which means we're getting hockey on the USA Network.
What?
Yep. I don't think that's official, but I think that's the wild rumors. And so April, right after Mania, NXT is moving from Wednesdays to Tuesdays, I think. So,
I mean, USA is probably on more TVs than NBC Sports, which is really sad when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because NBC is a major network.
We just talked about that. Maybe it wasn't this show. I think it was one of the After the Facts with Christina.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
we're like, why isn't it on the USA Network? But
right.
Here we go. So here's hoping that happens.
Right.
Man, some of these matchups, though, like, again, like, as we're putting it together, I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
And, you know, as I'm getting ready to vote, I'm like, oh, man, how do I?
Uh-huh.
And then, like, trying not to be Homer, but, like.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and so we got to do predictions, like
yeah.
the site we did it on allows predictions.
Yes.
And we only got six, but it's still, just keep that in mind next time we do a tournament, because this is going to happen again on this show.
100%.
Probably Gear Madness will be a yearly thing, but like we'll figure out other ways to use this
site. Yeah, we'll do another tourney.
But dude, like looking at how, what everybody picked, and we talked about this on Grease Poll tonight, but Chris Otto picking the Bears to go all the way, the number 16 seed.
Right, after having the gall to call us homers. You picked your team to beat the Chargers, and we don't even know if your team wears blue or black.
Yeah, really. And that was another thing. Like after the show last week, where we were up in the Discord for like forever, like just, you know, discussing matchups and whatnot, which was awesome.
So much fun, dude.
Randy called us homers, and I'm like, what?
He did. He did. So, the gall of Randy.
To set it straight, so the Devs got the 2 seed.
Deservedly, though.
And that neither one of us said that. It was actually Clark who said,
if you want to nitpick, you could bump, I think you could bump Calgary up to 2 and bump Jersey down to 3. So the lowest you put Jersey is 3.
But I mean, Jersey is a top 5 sweater. 100%.
It's rightful. The Devs should be where they're at.
Yeah. But other than that, the Mets and Phils were up against each other in the first round.
In the 8-9 matchup.
8-9 matchup. Your Eagles were at the 8 spot. I don't have a football team, although I guess technically the number 15 Brownies performed way better than they should have.
They puncher's chance.
Let's see. The Suns were at the 6th spot, which technically I thought was low, but I accepted it. You know, we already talked about the Devs. We already talked about the Mets. Your Sixers were at the 7th spot, and your Flyers, again, in the 8-9 matchup.
Yeah.
There was only one 8-9 matchup that wasn't an 8-9 matchup. That was the Denver Nuggets throwbacks against the Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
You and I both love the Hawks gear.
Yes.
I love what they've done in Atlanta.
Yep.
But they got outright spanked.
They did.
On all platforms.
It nostalgia is a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
I cast my ballot for the Hawks. Admittedly, and I love those Alex Englishes, but I was pulling for the pesky upstart Hawks.
Yeah, and
I love what they did.
And they went from like gear that I never want to see again to some of my favorites in the league.
Right.
So
right,
that was just shocking to me. But all the rest of the 8-9 matchups were 8-9 matchups. Like they were tight.
Tight. So, yeah.
A couple upsets.
Yeah, that's what this is about, man.
And the one that was almost an upset. The LA Kings could not put the Habs away.
Shocking to me. And we love the Habs gear.
Yeah, but like I thought Gretzky's, for sure, yeah, the Gretzky's would blow them out of the water.
People love those, and they should.
What is that? That was like the 413?
413, man.
Yeah, and I could not believe how close that matchup was.
Yeah, dude. The Habs were like just that Shaka Smart VCU squad. Just hanging around being annoying.
Yeah.
You know?
And so if you have the link, you can vote right on Challenge for the next round.
Yep.
Because it's already live.
It is up.
It's ready to go. You can go there and you can vote yourself and, you know, shoot, stuff a ballot if you want. Vote on all platforms. It will be everywhere.
Yep. If you're in the Discord, if you've got an Instagram, and if you have a Twitter, and if you're in the Challenge, that's 4 right there.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, just saying.
You ready for this?
I've looked forward to this all day. Are you kidding? Fuck yeah, I'm ready, dude.
So, no surprise. The number one LA Chargers destroyed the Bears.
As they should have.
And they're going in the second round. Round of 32 against your throwback Eagles.
Oh, man.
The 1-8 matchup.
Man. That's a shit draw.
That is a tough ass draw.
I'll have to get Eagles Nation out there. Show up strong, everybody.
That is a tough, tough draw for the Eagles. I don't know. I mean, if that catches wind anywhere on the internet, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah. We talk on Grease Poll about how your boy feels about the Birds' current gear. I long for return of the Kelly Greens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Chargers are a one for a reason.
Yeah. And I mean, it really wasn't much of a question. Like,
no.
We were like, maybe the Rams throwbacks, maybe.
Them or the Raiders for me. Yeah. Those were the three that it's like, okay, there is an argument to be made for any of these three.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you got to go current, I think.
Have to.
So,
have to.
In the next, we have the 4-5 matchup. The Chiefs took down the Jets and the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, took down the pesky Niners. On Ooh. Twitter, that matchup was close, but I think the Raiders blew them out everywhere else.
Yeah, the Niners stuff is fun because it's kind of like the modern refresh on the classics. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the Niners shit. I do. But it should not have taken out the Raiders.
No. So we got the 4-5 matchup next.
That's a fun Bay Area matchup.
Uh-huh.
Or not Bay Area. I'm sorry. That's an AFC West matchup. Chiefs
Raiders.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's not Bay
the
Area
The first
anymore.
Round was a Bay Area. Disregard all the dumb shit that's coming out of my face.
Up next, again, the Bills handled the Ravens no problem on Twitter, but it was closer everywhere else. But they eke by and
yes.
squeak in. But it's a tough draw for them. The number 3 Bucks creamsicle throwbacks
Ooh.
In the next round.
Ooh.
Who, again, the Bucks handled the Bengals handily on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a coin toss on Insta.
It was tight. It was tight, which was cool. I mean, our guy Frank, I'm sure, voted for the Bengals. I think the wife casted a vote for them, I'm sure. I mean, it was tighter than I thought it would be. But see, the creamsicles are a trip because, and again, I had them at 1 and we did our top 10. I think they're polarizing. You love mm-hmm. them or you hate them.
Yeah. So we got the 3-6 matchup there. Here's our first upset, if you can call a 10-7 an upset. And this is what pissed me off. So the conversation we had last week backed me off of, I wanted to go the Vikes over the Packers in my predictions. I wanted to. Purple
mm-hmm.
and gold. Like, that seems like a can't miss. But
yeah.
You guys had me convinced that was all in my head by the conversation we had. But the Vikes handle the Packs
yes!
on Twitter.
Yes.
I think it was the other way on Insta, but the votes weren't enough to make it up.
So fucking A, dude.
The number 10 upsets the number 7.
Good for Minnesota.
And then, again, the Rams and the Browns. The 2-15 matchup, the Browns, I mean, they weren't close. I won't call it close, but they had a good showing.
They were plucky.
Plucky, absolutely. So that means in the next round, it's the 10 versus the 2. So we have our first Cinderella, you know, peeking. Like, could they upend the Rams here in the next round?
That's
a good
makes
matchup,
me
too.
So happy to know that Minnesota moved on because and it's no disrespect to the Pack who have great gear. But those Minnesotas, I've got a pet peeve with them. I'll get into another day. But I love them, man. It's such a good look. That shade of purple is awesome. They're mm-hmm. not mismatching the purples anymore.
Right.
Which helps. You got to pick a shade and across the board.
So we're moving into the NBA region now. And no surprise here. The Memphis Grizzlies throwback, specifically the Vancouver's.
The Grizz.
Just absolutely annihilated the Jazz.
No the, love for Utah.
Utah got one vote on between all platforms. But I mean, they were the 16 for a reason.
Right. Just shows we seeded well.
I thought they were going to have a little bit more respectful outing, but nah, man. The people came out in
people
droves.
Weren't having that.
So we got our next 8-9 matchup here, the Nuggets and the Hawks. We talked about that. Like, thought for sure that the Hawks would have a decent showing. Nah, man, you and I are the only people who saw this poll who liked the Hawks.
Bro. Yep. Damn.
So we got the 1-8 matchup. Our next upset special, the Raptors throwbacks were up in the 5-12 against the Hornets, and the Hornets upend the Raptors, which I know Clark is mad as F about that.
I voted Toronto, and I'm not even –
That's a tough draw.
I can't be mad about that. We've talked about Charlotte before here on the pod. I love them. We talked about it today before Grease Poll, and we were kind of chopping it up for a few minutes about the bracket. I think if Charlotte's throwbacks were up there, you're looking at a Final Four team.
Yeah.
Because people love those Muggsy Bogues, man.
And
they love them. Like Randy said with the starter jacket mm-hmm. back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
And what's funny is I think that if you can go the other way, too. If you go last year's Hornets gear, I don't think it fares as well.
Agree.
I think they lose.
Agree. Their their new stuff is way upgraded compared to what they've been rocking.
Yeah, so the 12.
I have one.
Go for it.
How dare. How dare you people make a mockery of Reptar.
It was 15-10 too. So like, I mean, it was, they were in arm's length. Like it's not like it was a blowout.
Yeah. The bad part is I'm not surprised that they are the 12 seed that goes through. Cause every year you get one 12 seed.
Yep.
It makes sense that was the matchup where people were like, ooh, the mellow ball. Ooh, these pinstripes. Eh, Vince Carter. Who gives a shit?
What's funny, though, is like I would get – we've talked ad nauseum how Corey and I cannot wear basketball gear. If on the site they had anybody but ball, I would buy a Hornets jersey.
It's crazy they don't, because they've got like an okay squad. I'd rock a PJ Washington.
Anybody but him.
You t-shirt. Might be able to get a custom Jordan one.
Yeah, maybe.
No, gross.
So the Hornets, the 12 seed, upend the 5. Up next, we got the 4 and the 13. Probably the lowest seeded throwback. The Pistons throwbacks just get worked by the Celts. So you've got the 12 seed Hornets up against the Celts. Cinderella could be dancing into the Sweet 16, man.
I hope.
Hats
off to the C's, but I know where my vote's going.
I know, like,
and that's not even Sixer fan bias.
I love the Celtics gear, yeah, but dude, up against the Hornets, I don't know, man.
I mean, that's they a beat tough Reptar. Draw.
Yeah.
So
I want to throw a caveat at this, because I think Corey misled everyone.
What happened?
With this matchup. So when we were talking, when we did the show last week, and we were talking Pistons throwback.
Mm-hmm.
My initial thought was turquoise jersey, Grant Hill.
The gross
on the front.
The gross.
The gross ones.
And no, those are the good ones.
Oh, stop.
Like, what makes them gross and the Grizzlies jerseys the best thing ever?
Because Grizz.
Yeah.
It's no a flaming black warhorse. Come on.
It's a chess piece.
You go with the Isaiah Thomases. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course they were going to lose to the Celts.
The chess pieces with the crooked the Pistons? No thanks.
Oh,
I hate
on.
Those. I hate those Pistons. Hate those.
People.
Up next, we have the 6-11 matchup, which Suns Nation came out. The Suns just throttled the Bulls on Twitter.
That's good, though, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think
they should have won.
Yeah, I mean,
no disrespect, Chi-Town.
Yeah, the Bulls have solid gear. They deserve to be in the tournament. They had a solid showing. They got they met the stronger team.
Right. If we were doing this tournament 25 years ago, probably different.
Yeah.
But you know.
But guess what matchup that sets up for next?
No.
Next week we got the 3-14. The Lakers take down the Spurs, which, you know, not surprised.
Oh,
so that
shit.
Means we got the 3-6 matchup. My rivalry.
There it is.
But Dennis doesn't think so. It's the Suns and the Lakers, the 3-6 matchup next.
Can Suns Nation show up and show out again?
Oh, that would be so great.
They need to, because
if they take down
the Lakers.
Oh, I would be so happy.
Yeah, dude.
Even though I think that would like destroy my bracket.
Yeah, but if you're going to have your bracket destroyed,
might as well be my team.
Right.
Yeah.
You might as well get some fun out of it.
Yeah. We've got a little bit more chalk here. The Sixers it took a bit to put the Knicks away.
It's tougher than I wanted it to be, man.
Yeah, but they make it. They get a squeak on through. The Blazers handle the Heat, no problem. So the Sixers draw the Blazers next.
Oh, fuck.
It's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Oh, fuck. All right. Got to get the Sixers fans.
Moving on to the NHL region.
Here we go.
The Sharks dismantle the Knights. I'm glad I stood my ground there. You guys like needed the Knights. I was like, fine, but they're the 16. It's the only way they're in.
How many votes did they get?
4. So of the
I was 2 of them.
Of the 16 seeds, they performed the best. So, but they still got throttled.
Like yeah, they're an NIT team.
Yes, the Sharks just absolutely murdered them. So the 8-9 matchup here, the Flyers and the Coyotes throwbacks, they were tooth and nail, but the Flyers come out on top.
Yes.
So the 1-8 matchup is the Sharks and the Flyers in the next
round. Oh, fuck me, dude. God damn it.
That 8 draw, man.
Damn it,
that
man.
8 draw. No joke. We got this one was a tough one to vote. The Sens and the Blues at the 5-12 matchup.
Yes, yeah, dude.
And, I mean, the Sens handle them, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 16 to 7. So they doubled them up, but the Sens move on, rightfully so.
Oh, for sure. It sucked to vote against the Blues. I love the Blues shit, but my God, those Sens, dude.
Yeah, they're just.
God, they're so good. Those are fucking elite, dude.
Up next, we got the 4-13 matchup, the Kings. By one vote, put down the Habs.
Hey, like Don Lemon says, every vote matters. Your vote counts.
Real. Like, of all the matchups, I did not see the Habs.
No.
I mean, they obviously they fall short.
Yeah.
But I did not see the Habs and those Gretzkys going to the finish.
I am thrilled that the Gretzkys did not get bounced in the first round.
That would have sucked.
Yeah.
Again, I love the Habs gear, but
for sure.
Come on.
Mike, dude, the Gretzky Kings are iconic, and not just on the ice, but pop culture as well.
Yeah. And they've. No, go ahead, man.
If you kind of look at the matchup, though, then the color schemes, it's a black versus white in that. And then it's a. Culturally, it's an original six Canadian team versus
the original six expansion teams.
Canada's
yeah,
greatest star.
Yeah,
right.
So I think, because I know I put mine in for the Hob, because to me, just those jerseys, I like those jerseys better than I do the Kings jerseys, because I'm not a fan of like the all black for hockey. Me out my Dallas Stars jersey. But I just, it's just one of those things where I think that matchup was as much of a, it was as much of a, no pun intended, black and white vote.
Yeah.
That it made perfect sense to me that it was as close was, especially being a 13-4, because you always see a 13 seed get close.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the Habs shit too, but I against those, man, I'm glad, you know, Le Club du Hockey got bounced. If for no other reason than because fuck Habs fans.
And they perform the best out of all the 13 seeds. So now the Kings draw the Sens in the next round, so that's a rough matchup.
Ooh.
Just thinking about that gear matchup.
That is a fun matchup.
Yeah. So now we move on to the 6-11. The Leafs handle the Bruins. Thank God I hate the Bees. I love the Bees gear, but I hate them.
I hate both these. I didn't want to vote for either of them, but I was like, I got to. I went Leafs because I had to set aside my 20-year-old hatred for Darcy Tucker and the Pat Quinn era Leafs, who I still hate to this day. My son asked me over the weekend, "Why do you hate the Leafs?" I was your age once. You know? That's why. And still,
yeah,
it sticks with me.
I'm just happy that the Bees lose here and the Devs beat them last night.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. Like, I saw it was like still nil all.
Yeah.
And into the third, I'm like, yay.
We made it.
Well, last like, what, 4 minutes, finally. Palmieri puts one in.
Yeah.
All right. So we got the 3-14 matchup. The Flames had trouble putting the Edmonton Oilers away, but they ultimately do.
Yeah.
Which is the right call.
Oh, 100%. And I, you know, respect to the Oilers shit, but I. Calgary should be around for a while.
Yeah, so we get the 3-6 matchup next, the Leafs and the Flames.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good matchup.
What's up, Canada?
Man, like, this hockey draw is, like, just incred. Here, let's finish hockey, and then we'll run through these.
Yeah.
Again. So we got the Winnipeg Jets throwbacks versus the Red Wings. The Red Wings put up a fight, but they were not beating them Jets.
No, wasn't nor should happen. They.
I apologize to Rob, but I'm not really sorry.
No, not at all. Fuck Rob and fuck his team. Not really fuck him, but fuck his team.
Yeah, seriously, fuck the Wings. And then up next, the Devils just boat raced the Ducks.
Yep, RIP Estevez.
Yep. So the Devs, the number two, take on the number seven Winnipeg Jets. So let's run down the hockey because, yo, this draw. The Sharks and the Flyers, the 1-8 matchup. The Sens and the Kings, the 4-5. It's chalk. The Leafs and the Flames, 3-6. And the Devs and the Jets, 2-7. It's chalk, which means we seeded it correctly.
Yeah. Whoever, I think pucks, and it makes sense because it's, if you know the pod, this is the region it should definitely apply to. I think whoever makes it out of the NHL region is going to fucking earn it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, the thought of potential Shark Sens in the Sweet 16.
No, but yes.
The fact that I'm going to have to vote against one of them is just, I'm crestfallen at the thought of that.
But, I mean, that's a beautiful.
That's what you want, man.
Yeah, that is, I mean, again, chalk, but beautiful.
Right.
And then we move into the MLB region. No surprise here. The Pods just annihilate the Giants. Again, the Jazz had one. The Giants had one. It's just.
That was just a sympathy vote from somebody going, I feel bad.
They're getting destroyed. I'll vote for them.
Let me just throw my vote away. Let me just Joe Jorgensen this bitch.
Poor Giants. But again, you know, like when we picked them at the 16, I remember being like, I don't know, man. But like.
Yeah.
I love orange and black. And
same.
But still.
You ain't beating those.
Those Pods are just.
They're not getting beat, especially not yet.
Yeah.
Nor should they.
Now, it was the Battle of the Pod next. The 8-9 matchup, Mets-Phils. Yep. Down to the wire.
Yeah, man.
I think, let's see, 5, 10, 15. The Discord made it look further than it was.
Okay.
The Mets down the throwback Phils.
Oh.
15 to 11.
Damn. Okay.
So, I mean,
it's all good.
We're fighting for a chance to lose to the Pods pretty much.
Right, right. I was going to say neither one is beating San Diego, nor should they. That's one, like if I'm being honest, Sharks, Flyers, it's going to be really hard to vote again. Like the Sharks should move on, but the Flyers are like my baby, mm-hmm. You know? So I don't know where I'm going to vote there yet. Had it been Phil's Padres, I wasn't even voting for the fucking Phillies. And I love those throwbacks, mm-hmm. but the Padres deserve to be here for a while.
Yeah.
For sure.
Up next, we got the 5-12. The Brewers put down the Pirates, so they move on. And then, again, like a completely embarrassing showing by the Cleveland baseball team.
Dude.
Just getting worked by the Cubs. One single vote. For the baseball team on all platforms. Just an embarrassment.
Who's the Cleveland fan?
Yeah, seriously.
Who's the Cleveland fan out there?
Just an embarrassment. And I thought, you know, the Ricky Vaughns, like the pink might have gotten them a couple votes, make it close. But nah, man, they got spanked.
Worked.
So we got the throwback Brewers taking on the Cubs in the next round. The 4-5 matchup.
NL Central.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Now we got the 6-11. The Mariners eked in off the bubble.
Yep.
And then moved up when we had our discussion.
Yeah.
And they performed well everywhere except for Twitter, which was enough to get the Blue Jays passed.
Oh, fuck. I was pulling for Seattle, man.
I think that was 2 votes.
Damn it.
3 votes, sorry. 13 to 10.
Damn it.
Blue Jays.
Something to point out
for
the MLB once you're done through it, because I'm looking at the bracket.
Okay.
And I just realized.
All right.
Kinda cool.
All right. So we'll run down these last couple ones. So the Blue Jays put down the Mariners. They were pesky, though.
Yeah.
So they belonged.
Oh, like, for sure.
You guys made the right call pushing to get them in, and I was wrong for trying to hold them out. So up next, we got the A's and the Rocks. The A's put down the Rocks pretty easily. So we got the 3-6 matchup. Up next, the one upset I was hoping for. It's the 7-10 matchup, the Cards and the Astros. Look, man, the Cards have great gear.
They do.
They belong there. They belonged at the 7. But I am so happy that the gas case, the gas station Astros at the 10 seed put them down.
The throwback cheaters are great. They really are, man.
Yeah.
It's just such a fucking 70s look.
And it shouldn't be something that I want to look at and vote for. But
yeah, no. It should be awful. I hate the Cards
so much.
I do too. I do too.
It's just a better look. I love those gas stations.
They're great. They're great.
You know what it's like looking at?
Hmm?
You know what it's like looking at? You remember those old Hardee's paint schemes on a NASCAR car?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. Yep. Dude, NASCAR paint schemes used to be sick. And they completely fucked up.
I have no idea. I bounced out 99, 2000.
Okay.
I was briefly a Gordon guy, because colors.
Yes.
Woo!
And then...
yeah, Gordon always had a sick car. The
DuPont.
Yeah, man, the Rainbow Warrior. The Kyle Petty Mellow Yellow, a la Days of Thunder, is so good.
Mm.
It's so good.
Look at us, talking NASCAR. Right? We cover all the bases here on Gear Freaks.
Damn right.
Hey, oh. They're making the next bracket.
Yeah, NASCAR tournament, anyone?
Paint scheme? Damn skip.
As long as Dick Trickle's in. Good old number 99. Good old number 99.
What a name. What a name.
But it's likely that the Astros' miracle run here is over because they draw the Royals, the 2 seed, put down Ooh. The number 15 Reds pretty handily. So we got the Astros and the Royals, the 10-2 matchup in the round of 32.
Yeah, that does not bode well for the Stros.
We seeded pretty good here, I think.
I think so, man. I think so. There's enough to see a couple upsets, of course. Right.
We saw enough chalk to know that we seeded everything correctly.
Right.
We saw enough upsets to go, man, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want it to all be, okay, all the high seeds advance.
Yeah.
I think there's just enough here to where it's a nice balance.
And I'm glad none of the 16s won.
So
that would have been a bummer.
Point this out, if you look at the MLB region,
mm-hmm.
it is truly set up like the MLB playoffs. It's NL, NL, AL, AL.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Pods, Mets, Brewers, Cubs. And then
all of the divisions are represented.
Jays, A's, that is Stros, dope. Royals. That's cool.
That is dope.
Definitely did not do that on purpose.
No, but hey, now yeah. that it's a thing, fucking A.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here looking at the brackets and the winners, and I was like, hold on, that's an NL matchup. Even though the Mets shouldn't be in there.
How dare
that's
you?
That's an NL matchup. Let's go Cubs. Cool. That's an AL. Oh, shit.
That's fun, man. I like that.
Yeah, we have our own little mini playoff bracket going now within the MLB region.
And
Fucking A.
I like it's the 10 seed upsetting the 7 that made it that way.
Yeah. Okay, this is going to be a ball, dude.
Yes.
There is a lot of – should we go over the matchups again
for
the folks?
I'll run them down, and we can – talk about them as we're coming past them. So we in the NFL region, we got the Chargers and the Eagles, the 1-8 matchup.
Oh,
feel
man.
Bad, but it's probably done. Unless
RIP birds.
Unless they come out in droves and go, you know
I'm
what?
I'm going to try.
You know what? LA Chargers, as great as you are, the Kelly Greens are taking you down. This one's an interesting one. The 4-5, the Raiders and the Chiefs.
That's such a good matchup,
that's
dude.
That's a great gear matchup, and that's literally a coin flip.
It's a division matchup, too. The Raiders
beat the
fucking Chiefs, this year. Almost beat them twice. And that's as good. If you're talking on – because those are both currents, obviously. If you're mm-hmm. talking, like, Sunday Red Zone Channel, Sunday Ticket or whatever, you're flipping through, that's as good a gear matchup as you're going to find
mm-hmm.
on a Sunday in 2021.
We got the 3-6 matchup next, the Bills and the Bucks, the creamsicle throwbacks.
Sorry, Buffalo.
I know, man. Like, I love
yeah.
the Bills gear right now. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I mean, up against the creamsicle Bucks, man, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't, but it just depends on where people fall on those creamsicles, man.
Which reminds me, since we got Clark on the line, you said that you had the Bengals upending the Bucks, didn't you? All right. Good answer.
Very good.
Very good answer. We'll come back to that. But so the Bucks and the Bills, I probably have to go creamsicle there. As a matter of fact, I, if I want to stay with my bracket, I got to go creamsicle anyway.
I mean, they were where it's going to suck a fat one for me is it depending on what they face in the final if they get there. Because for me, just in the interest of transparency, they were my one on our top 10. That mm-hmm. nothing's going to beat them for me in the NFL bracket. Even if they get down to the Chargers, I'll go creamsicle.
Yeah, it's.
I'll be in the minority, but I love them that much. There's a reason they were my number one.
God, and I just keep coming back to it. They should have worn those this year.
They should have!
They should have worn those.
Man,
That is a missed opportunity. Kind of save face.
Side note on the Bucks though, current gear-wise, remember when they came out with a shit and they had the pewter alternate?
Mm-hmm.
I don't... When I first saw them, I was like, ugh. The more I see them, the more I don't hate them.
As long as as long as you're not wearing digital clock numbers, I'm
that right. If you're not the shot clocks, you're a win. What kills me more than anything, the jerseys themselves aren't horrible, but when you have that full get up from head to toe, the size of the
too
flag
much.
On the helmet
always
is
too much.
So big. Why is it that big? It doesn't need that.
I blame Warren Sapp. I don't know why. Just where Michael Kuma is starting instead. Hampton High School graduate.
Yep.
So then we got probably Cinderella's probably done here. Number 10 Vikings probably going to get put down by the Rams, the throwbacks.
I would think, man, but
they stand a chance, obviously.
I thought it was, I wouldn't say a lock, but I was surprised to hear Minnesota beat Green Bay. Because Green Bay's a classic look, and so are those Dickersons. But then again,
I guess this one will be a nostalgia matchup.
Yeah.
If nostalgia wins, then the Rams are going to just spank them.
Be straight, right.
So, now this is a straight up nostalgia matchup. You got the Vancouver Grizz versus the Nuggets, the 1-8 matchup.
Oh, that is fun. That is fun. The way that played out, I'm not that mad that the Hawks lost.
I don't know which way I go, though. I mean, probably Grizz, right?
Grizz were, I think I had the Grizz 3, I think. We did our top 10.
You know what
so.
We'll do once we go over this? We'll look, because I can look at everybody's predictions.
Yeah, dude.
Because we get scored.
We do. I saw that out of like a possible 192 after I submitted, and I was like, oh my God, there's points?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So very cool. I wish we had money, because if we had money, like, we could give somebody something.
Yeah. Like, yeah, dude.
How cool would that be?
Fucking awesome.
So the Grizzlies and the Nuggets in the 1-8. And then Cinderella, of the Cinderellas, the Charlotte Hornets at the 12 versus the Celts. That is a good draw for the Hornets.
It is, because the Cs are beatable, man.
Yeah.
They're beatable. I mean...
I think they could take down the Raptors, but a hot Hornets hand
that
coming in.
I'll say this: if they, no disrespect to Boston, if Charlotte beat those Raptors, the Reptar throwbacks, mm-hmm. the inaugurals, they better beat the Seas. They better.
I think the Celtics have such a classic look.
For
again,
sure,
they
yeah.
belong in. They belong at the four.
Yep.
I would not be in the least bit shocked to see the Hornets continue the hot hand.
Right, no, I agree.
I know where I'm going.
Same. So, two Hornets votes.
Yeah. My Suns draw the Lakers next. Man, like.
That is such a great matchup, though.
For multiple reasons.
Just because, right.
Because rivalry that exists on my side.
Yeah.
But they don't view it as such.
Will it feel better? It'll feel better to take down the Lakers than it did to beat the Bulls, right?
Yes.
I was going to say, there's got to be a little bit of, you know, a hearty Sunday afternoon Tiger Woods fist bump.
Be like, yes.
You know, yeah, if you upset the lake show.
Because then, you know, if we, you know, I don't want to look at who's next. But honestly, it could be another Gear Freaks matchup, because the number seven Sixers have the number two Blazers up next.
God damn, that's tough though.
That's a tough draw. We both have tough draws there.
We do, but see, I don't like Portland. We love Portland,
right?
The Portland Gear. I don't.
Did we
know.
Seed them too high?
I don't think so, but I don't know that. Especially like I think if you're talking history's closet with Portland, I think if you go the Drexlers,
mm-hmm.
that's looked at kind of more like these are it.
Mm-hmm.
They've updated them. I dig the update. I think it's a fucking clean ass look. But I think they're slotted correctly as a two seed. I just don't know if everybody
is
views them the way that we do.
I mean,
so it's possible.
I think if any team, the Sixers, you know, it's a clean look.
I'm gonna plug it out there, man. I'm gonna try and get get Philly out there, man. Yeah, dude.
Tied with us.
Yep. Hell yeah, man. I hope we get a Sixers Suns final.
I want
to NBA.
We need to put that out in the air, because I think we've tweeted that to each other. We've said it in Discord.
Yep.
I need to say this into a
traction.
Microphone. Because to me, Sixers versus Suns is such a win matchup for the league. Because you're showcasing somebody other than LeBron.
Yes,
you're showcasing youth in the league, two massive stars in Embiid and Booker on opposite ends. You got a great dude like Paul.
It's just cool a good story. It would be too for fans to see
something different.
Different, man, instead of, oh, who's going to face LeBron this time? Come on, man. Like, the NBA, more than any other sport, we could talk about Tom Brady. It gets exhausting seeing that genetically modified kale eating fucker in the Super Bowl every 3 years. But more than any other sport, the NBA is super predictable. Like, who the fuck would have thought at the beginning of the year a Sixers Suns final? That would be so great.
It would be awesome. And all for it.
100%.
Not just because your team versus
watch
my team.
Watch parties, right.
But dude,
good for the NBA.
Huge for the NBA.
Everybody fucking wins.
So
I just hope there's fans back for it. I wouldn't want that to be in front of nobody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know Phoenix has invited fans in. I know
Philly is as well. So, Philly's got 3,000 now as of last night against the Caps, when the Caps beat the Flyers 3-1, which
maybe.
I don't want to talk about past that. $3,000 back in Wells Fargo.
Maybe somebody, you know, we'll see.
I'm back, boys, by the way.
Oh.
I had to take a phone call real quick, so I didn't get to chime in on all the other stuff.
So just real quick before we move into the NHL region, you said you had the Bucks losing to the Bengals. I wanted to explore that with you. Why did you think that was of the upsets? Why did you think that was possible?
It's one of those, you know, the cool factor. There were a couple picks that I went with, especially in the NFL region, that were more about recency and about who's going to show up for the polls and what specific teams that all of our friends, our family, and the people that we know cheer for. Obviously Corey married a Bengals family and his mom is a huge Ravens fan.
Stepdad's a Minnesota fan too. So there's the softy there for the Vikings.
Yeah.
That was kind of
my thing, is I actually expected this to be a reverse of the matchup that it is. I expected Ravens Bengals.
Oh,
well, mom's does an IG.
True,
or tweet.
But you know, I still figured, you know, with all of our history of what we've done and covered with sports and everything,
yeah,
and throw things out to the Twitterverse, when you throw things out on social media, it can get a little twisted.
Yes.
But I really thought, especially with the Bucks jerseys being, we're using the creamsicles, and they were nothing but losers and honestly, in my opinion, god awful eyesores.
You watch it.
I'm watching and I don't want to. You know, whenever I look at a creamsicle jersey, I want the eye infection I had earlier this week to have been permanent, so I couldn't see the shit. But I really thought the Bengals had a good shot, because you always get those, you know, when you throw up brackets in March, you always look at, all right, what's that team from a conference that no one knows how to spell, who no one's ever heard of, that went 28-4 in the regular season and swept their conference tournament by 20 points per game. You know, that's kind of what 13-4 and 14-3 matchups feel like.
Loyola of Chicago.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mercer.
Or Gonzaga before they became like, yeah. Gonzaga became like, yeah, a powerhouse.
Right.
So, you know, I felt that the Bengals in the NFL had the biggest shot at being a 13 down in my. But unfortunately, it did not happen.
It did not.
Those ugly ass popsicle jerseys.
So that moves us into the NHL region, which we talked about a little bit already. We got the Sharks and the Flyers in the 1-8, the Sens and the Kings in the 4-5. That's oof. All of these, honestly, oof. I mean, I think I have to go Sharks over Flyers, but it's a coin flip, Senators and Kings. That is a coin flip.
I know where I'm going on Sens Kings. I do not know where I'm going Sharks Flyers.
Do you follow your heart?
If I'm being honest.
Yeah. Do you follow your heart?
I mean, I would have voted my squad against just about any other team without hesitation. San Jose's a one seed for a reason.
Yeah, man.
Like, this isn't like, who do I like better? Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I want my squads to win, of course, but...
At what cost?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Do we lose the Sharks here, and do the Flyers stand a chance of putting down whoever wins Sens Kings?
Right.
So without looking too deep into the bracket. We got Leafs Flames in the 3-6 up next. Probably got to go Calgary there. And then you got the 2-7 matchup, Devs and the Throwback Jets.
Ooh.
And then we move into baseball. Man.
My overall pick to win the whole thing and is in that 3 slot.
Yeah.
Me and Corey.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
That's an underrated. I think I picked them to come out of NHL.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's.
I don't know a single person that's ever said anything bad about Calgary shit.
Right.
It, across the board generally, especially now this year, since they went back to kind of the old school look, mm-hmm, the Lanny McDonald's, like. Got when they had the heads. Black in there, yeah, and you got the fucking Stampede, flaming, fire-breathing
no
horse. Get that out of here, man. But you get the black out of those Calgarys.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man.
It's easily top three in the league.
Oh, and for sure.
There they are at the number
That's
three spot.
Exactly.
So, moving on to baseball, we got the Pods and the Mets. I may have to vote Mets because Mets... But like,
you're in the same predicament here that I'm in, Sharks Flyers in the NHL.
But it's like, that's the Pods.
Right, like, right. I know. Like, what do you do? At what cost? You know?
Those Pods could win the whole damn thing.
Right.
I mean, especially if it goes chalk here.
Yeah.
Brewers Cubs in the 4-5. That's a tough one.
It's not.
Is it? I know where I'm going.
Because you got the Brew Crew throwback versus the classic look of the Cubs. So which do you go?
They're both great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So which do you go there? And then you got the Jays taking on the A's, old ALCS vibes.
Yeah.
In the 3-6 matchup. I don't know which way I go.
I'm going green.
Like, it's hard to vote against green, right?
I know where I'm going in every MLB, I think. We're not finished with them yet, but so far I know where I'm going in every matchup.
And then we got the 2-10 matchup, the gas station Astros taking on the Royals in the number two.
I'm going in every.
But, and so do I keep rooting for Cinderella there? Because you got, on the other end, you got the Royals.
The Royals are so good, man. The Royals are so, you see that shade of blue anywhere and you think of,
you know what's up.
I see it enough in North Carolina. I'm done with it.
I've always loved the Royal shit, man.
It's just so good. And like, I want to hate them because World Series a couple years ago, but it's just, it looks so fucking good.
It does. And the name too. Like, the names are underrated, Royals, but the Kansas City Royals.
It's beautiful.
Don't you just want to make love to that name, man?
And how can you possibly hate them?
Right.
Because even when they won, like I said, we lost to them 4-1. Even when they won, they just did it by playing good baseball.
That's it. That's it, man.
Like, they didn't come out and roid up. They didn't, they didn't like blow everybody out of the water, like going long ball. They didn't, there was no dirty play. It was just good baseball.
They won that World Series the way old white dudes named Edgar like watching. Like, they're the people that hate Fernando Tatis Jr. because he bat flips.
Yeah.
You know,
and hits home grand slams when they're up by 10.
Yeah, like, because comebacks have never been a thing anywhere in sports.
I know, right?
But
it's funny with this MLB bracket with the region. All of these look like legitimate division series matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we think about how baseball does their stupid ass playoff system, these are five gamers.
Yeah.
These aren't a seven game series. These are the five gamers. And honestly, there's a chance for some stupidity in this region. Like, I can easily see Astros Blue Jays and like Cubs Mets being what comes out of this bunch of shenanigans.
Yeah, it's possible. Like, again, it really depends on the internet involvement.
Yeah.
Because the Mets have the advantage of being in New York. So if New York catches wind of that, all it takes is, you know, a good 15 people going, yeah, I like the Mets.
Right.
I like the Mets.
And suddenly, all right, so let's look at the first round score. So we have six people who have filled out brackets. Number one with a score of 28, your boy right here with his bracket called Creamsicle.
Look, I'm the asshole. I just want to travel down this path real quick. I did not know it was going to show the name, and everybody was going to name their bracket cool shit. So I was just like, I'll call it Corey's Picks. And then I see everybody else be clever, and I'm like, oh, man. I tried to go back and, like, change it, and I couldn't. And I'm like, I'm not filling out another one. It's not that important. But I was pissed and really self-conscious for a minute about that. I was like, wow, do I look like a fucking ass.
So I'm at 28 points. Corey's Picks in second at 27 points.
Hey!
And let's see. One, all of my Final Four are still alive. All of, looking at Corey's, it's pretty chalk, but all yours are still alive.
Yes.
At number three, surprisingly, DeBears, Chris Otto's number 16 Bears he had winning the whole damn thing.
Oh, his bracket got busted.
Destroyed. But he's got 23 points, so he's in third. Randy Sobel comes in at four with 22, and all his teams are alive. The Hornets, actually, in his Final Four.
Not a bad call, dude.
Your boy Clark over there comes in fifth with 20 points.
I was going to say, bro, you can't be last, man.
All your teams are alive, too, there, Clark. Yeah. Three, two threes, a five, and a one. But look, man.
Final Four looks like the year that UConn won it like 4 or 5 years ago.
It is hard to pick against the pods. Like, it is. Seeing the pods in a Final Four is like, yeah, but it's the pods.
It makes sense. And it's funny because when you fill out your bracket, like you have that like weird, like, can I try and get cute here and pick an upset? But, like, you don't want it to feel forced. Right. Right.
You have to be careful with them. Like, every year I used to pick, no matter who they drew, Syracuse and Wake Forest.
Right.
And, like, it burned me so many times because don't pick your team unless you know they're going to win.
Yeah, dude. The two tournaments Nova's won in my lifetime, you know, 2016 and 2018, like, I did not pick Nova to advance far. Those years. I picked this to get bounced like right now where we're at in the round of 32. And fucking we won it all. I've filled out brackets where I'm like, I'm going to be home or asshole this year, and we've gotten bounced in the first round or the round of 32, and it's like, okay, theme here. I should probably start figuring this shit out.
Yeah. And coming in last, poor Charlene, but she knew it. It's Char's effed up bracket. She's coming in last with 18 points. She swung her bat, too. She had the Giants, the 16 seed, in her Final Four. So
oh, wow.
That's a lot of her points. And the Niners. So she's lost two of her
West
of her
Coast
Final
bias.
Fours. Yep. Yep. But I'm surprised San Francisco,
yeah,
of all places. But, you know, she's still got her Lakers, and she's got the Flyers. So she's...
Weird. What's up, Charlene?
Well, it's because we didn't put her Avs in there.
We didn't.
So, and I guess one last thing before we wrap her up. So we've got the NIT tournament,
yeah,
forming. We're using some of them bubble teams to fill it out. And I'll show you off air what we've got. The not invited trash, the NIT.
Wow. All the more reason to get in the Discord, kids.
But we are working out the 16 bubble teams will fill out a region of their own.
Yep.
And the other three regions, are you guys ready for this? We've got the WNBA, and then I threw four NBA throwbacks, like just garbage throwbacks. So we've got the WNBA with the Sixers Weatherspoons, the 90s Bucks Deer.
Yo.
The Cavaliers, the Kemps, like the weird
okay.
Wavies.
Yep.
And the Mutombo's Hawks. With
oh, shit.
So that's,
so basically the 90s.
So that's one region. The other region is rejected football. So you've got the UFL, including your boys, the Tuskers, and the XFL, the first run of the XFL. So that's region two. And it also includes two NFL throwbacks. The Eagles, Wolverines. What the fuck are those?
Oh, dude. The Frankfurt Yellow Jackets.
And
so gross.
And the Dallas Cowboys with the white helmets. Again, the Cowboys have elite helmets. Like, there's no denying that. We've
gross.
Talked about how much we hate the Cowboys.
No, they do.
But those helmets are just, those are top notch.
They
How
need
do you
to
have
get
these
the
white
pants,
ones?
The pants need to match the helmets, though.
No, they're not what?
They are not elite. They are an abomination and need to be thrown in the garbage.
The Silvers?
The Silvers or the Whites?
I'm talking about the Silvers. So the Whites here that made the tournament, the trash tournament, no, those are not elite. But
oh, okay.
But your Silvers, your normal, your run-of-the-mill, your everydays, those are top of the league.
They got to decide whether or not pick a color between the helmet and the pant. Because they're two different colors, and that shit... I'm not even trying to be douchebag Eagle fan. Pick a lane, Jerry. Yeah.
Gray and silver.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, you've got the bubble teams will have a region to themselves. And then we've got more football rejects. The CFL. The FCF.
Yeah.
And that region will be rounded out by three hockey trash sweaters.
Junk.
The Predators Grays. The skull from the Dallas Stars, those sweaters, and the Flaming Horsehead Calgary Flames. So these will be interesting brackets. We'll work on seeding those. But that's coming up, so you can be on the lookout for that.
And right.
In the meantime, you can join the Discord and you can vote for the Rounder 32. Those links will be everywhere, at Gears Freaks Pod on Insta and Twitter.
Yep.
Do it. And you can actually vote on challenge too. So
yes.
Get on that. Just do all those things.
I can't wait.
Fire the fuck up,
man. I can't
wait
to put these side by sides together. And cause that's when it really started to click. And like you see them. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. And then you start figuring out where you're going to go. I can't fucking wait, dude.
Sweet 16 next week. And actually next week, since we got them right here on the line, Clark, are you coming to defend your Stars next week?
Oh, absolutely. All right. How can I not?
So next week we're going to talk Stars with James Clark. I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Oh, 100%, dude.
I don't know that we've ever actually annihilated them on air, but like we've had that conversation a lot, you and I.
Oh yeah, dude.
So
yeah, it's
I can't wait to have that conversation with him. And you know, we always tend to soften a little when the guest is around.
We do.
So
but it's me. Don't you dare soften, you big you giant Santa Claus fluffing bastards. Don't you dare go soft on me.
Probably not, because thankfully for you, we may not have to.
Right.
So that's next week, and we'll talk to Sweet 16 with Clark too. So that'll be fun times. Looking forward to that. And hey, we're a podcast. Yep. We're on all podcast platforms. Subscribe, rate, comment. All that stuff is great. Mm. Best thing you can do is tell somebody that you like the Gear Freaks.
Yes.
Tell somebody, hey, I like this show.
Yep.
If you're a business, maybe throw a few bones our way. That would be pretty cool too.
Investors could be you.
Just saying, if you're NHL, you should be listening to us.
Dude, right?
I'm just saying, you've stolen a bunch of ideas from us already.
Right.
You're
Where's
listening.
Our cut?
Just hire us, man. Just bring us in.
Break us off a little something, something.
Just bring us in. I'm just saying.
That's it, man.
We will be the official pod of the NHL.
Yeah, we can be bought, and not for a ton.
I'm just saying, like,
you know,
6 digits would be nice.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
Or we'll do it for fucking 2 cheesesteaks and a goddamn pop. What are you talking about?
How dare you?
I need 3 because I'm really gross and I had 3 in one sitting one time, and I can still smell the shit that it made 7 years later. I'm sure that's what everybody wanted to hear. Whenever I think of that, though, I always immediately go afterwards to what it created. Your boy had 3
so you shouldn't have.
3-foot-long cheesesteaks in one sitting.
No thanks.
36. And I fucking wonder why.
Can't do it.
And I wonder why. Like, I strategically, when I go home, I will starve myself so when I get there, I can just be maximum gross. And... you know,
there's a shirt, Gear Freaks, maximum,
maximum
gross.
Gross. Eat 3 cheesesteaks and shit everywhere.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. We can't go without throwing Winnipeg Blue Bombers under the bus.
Yep, fuck them.
Screw you. I see you tweeting.
You and your gold.
I see you ignoring us. How dare you? How dare you ignore
Have
us?
Have the gall.
Unreal. I see you talk. They're giving away jerseys right now.
I saw that on Instagram. Something else, too, they were doing. And I'm just like, yo, come on. Come talk. Eyeball emoji.
I'm just saying, we'll put some eyeballs on your silly little giveaway.
Yeah.
And maybe you can talk us down from our hatred of you.
Look, all I'm saying is free shit fixes everything.
That's true.
Send a Bombers jersey and I'll rock it.
Yeah.
Gladly.
What's worse, the Blue Bombers or the Stars?
Oh, Blue Bombers.
Blue Bombers.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. You can ask us that again next week, and we'll give the same answer, but we'll give you the reason why.
Yeah, it's not really a compliment, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Fuck the Blue Bombers. How dare you?
LA Extreme.
LA Extreme, of course, we know you suck, but now you have a chance.
They do. Invited trash tournament.
And so
with
so
their
do
pals, the Tuskers.
The fucking Tuskers.
With 97 decals on their
just
helmet.
Just disgusting. Just
because
gross.
Fucking just, why not pick a lane?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about it, Clark. We're ending the show. Well, you know what? I'm going to end it that way. Don't worry about it, Clark. We're ending the show.
Suckers!